And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1998. This is issue number 161, and I'm Fred Volpe outside, as you can tell, here of Great Northern Broadcast Company. Just having a good old time. I've got 2 weeks of vacation, so I'm going to enjoy it. However, yesterday we had some pretty good excitement here. We had three tornadoes roll through the area. It was hot as a dickens yesterday, up in 97 degrees, humidity of 87, and the tornadoes were spawned late in the afternoon toward evening, and it took down a neighbor's barn about two doors down from us, but lucky for us, no damage to our antenna systems, and everyone is okay. If you'd like to subscribe to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32, and to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. Now, if you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. If you have any questions, you can reach me at 419-228-4199. However, allow a few days for a return call if I'm not in. The fax number is 419-221-1609, and the member's action line is 419-224-1609, and that's for members only. After Dark 8 is still available to members for $5 to U.S. addressees from the Publication Center. If you'd like to get After Dark 8, which is a two-cassette in a binder, contact Ken Chatterton at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 for an order. Tape problems. Well, here we go again. We've got more tape problems. When you mail a tape to us, please do not put it in a letter envelope. As I talked about on the air check column in After Dark 8, the automation system at the post office just mangles these envelopes with tapes in them. And while I realize that you may have had some good luck in sending tapes to friends in other areas of the country, the club cannot be held responsible for lost, damaged, or delayed articles, checks, and other things because of post office damage. A 10-cent Jiffy mailer is darn good insurance against such mishandling. Now, it does seem that our post office is more careless than others, and I have been putting pressure on them to be more responsible with members' tapes. This past month, there were four which came up missing. Now, each time a tape has come up missing, I have written a personal letter to Emerson Joseph, who is in charge of the lost mail at the Lima Post Office, and I emphasize to him the severity of the matter, the cost to the club, and the inconvenience to members. While four tapes does not seem like a lot on the surface, in recent months it's evident that the club is having more and more tapes lost on average compared to 1997 and previous years. Perhaps this is their way of telling us that a postage increase would improve service. Well, I hope not. Anyways, please understand that the loss of tapes has us concerned, and it's not something that the club takes lightly. If you lose a tape, just send us a dollar for a replacement, and it will be sent to you on the same day that I receive the dollar. Now, if you get a tape that is damaged in the mail or defective for any reason, just send it back. Upon receipt, I will be replacing the tape at no charge. If you call, email, or ask what to do, it just delays the replacement. Unfortunately, with my schedule, I'm just not able to return telephone calls and email promptly. Again, if there's a problem with any tape, just send it back and it will be replaced immediately. And hopefully we don't have to deal with this issue anymore in the near future. As you know, the National Radio Club Convention will be coming up soon, and we'll be talking to Dale Hamm on side two of this tape about the convention. But right now, let's shift over to the other side of the great state of Ohio, to Youngstown, Ohio. And here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Reference number 434 starts with these call letter changes. On 750 WMXH in Oliphant, Pennsylvania, they are now officially assigned the call they've been using for several weeks now, WAAT. 760 new station in Palm City, Florida will be WBDO. 930 KGER Yakima, Washington becomes KYAK. 950 KSDX Denison, Texas changing to KKLF. On 1150, the only Canadian call change this time around, CKFR in Kelowna, British Columbia, changing to CKBL. 1190 KXBT Vallejo, California, changing to KDYA, closer to match the KDIA that's assigned to their X-band station. On 1250, WNVL Nicholasville, Kentucky becomes WLSG. 1340, WJMA Orange, Virginia changing to WVCV. 1360, WMAC Metter, Georgia becomes WHCG. 1380, KWBK Beaumont, Texas changing to KRCM. 1400 WMME Augusta, Maine. That call was assigned to them, but they never used it. That change was set aside, and they remain WEZW. Three changes on 1480 KWIZ. Santa Ana, California becomes KVNR. KCAZ Mission, Kansas changing to KUPN. And WTDY Madison, Wisconsin becomes WTDA as that call moves to their X-band station. 1510, new station in Highland, Illinois will be WBDI. 1530, WJDM, Elizabeth, New Jersey, they'll change to WBAH. Last month, we told you that the 1660 station was changing to WBAH. The FCC is having a little problem keeping stations straight with the new X-band stations. The call change is for the 1530 station. When we checked this morning, the call assigned to 1660 is still WJDM. Also on 1530, KNEZ Creedmoor, Texas becomes KQQA. 1560, WSHY Shelbyville, Illinois changing to WDID. More on this station in a moment. 1590, KXSP Ventura, California becomes KXFS. And into the X-band on 1670, WAWI in Madison, Wisconsin, they take the old call of WTDY that came from 1480. 1690, the new station in Johnson City, Illinois will be WHTE, and on 1700, the new station in Sherman, Texas will be KTBK. Some new stations were granted, several in the traditional band, and a bunch more in the X-band. On 1450, new station in Bayside, Virginia will be 1,000 watts day and night non-directional. 1510, new station in Highland, Illinois will be 1,000 watts with a directional daytime-only pattern. And from the engineering we've seen on this new station, it appears that they are reactivating the former facility of WINU. It used to be on 1510 in Highland and has since moved to 880. In the expanded band, these new stations have been granted. All these except for one are 10,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts nighttime, and non-directional. 1640 Sandy, Utah. 1650 Denver, Colorado, as the Denver market gets its second X-band station. Also on 1650 in El Paso, Texas, this one will be 8,500 watts day, 850 watts night, non-directional. All the rest of these, once again, are 10,000 day, 1,000 night. 1660 in Kansas City, Kansas. 1660 Charlotte, North Carolina. 1680 Monroe, Louisiana. And 1680 Ada, Michigan. Under applications from existing facilities, four of interest, these are all Canadian stations that would like to leave the AM band and move to FM. 1330 CKLD, Thetford Mine, Quebec would like to move to 105.5. 1360 CJVL, St. Marie, Quebec would like to go to 101.3. 1380 CFDA, Victoriaville, Quebec wants to go to 101.9. And on 1460 CKRB in St. George, Quebec wants to go to 103.3. Taking a look at some grants of interest on 960 WJCM in Sebring, Florida. This station is presently silent. When they return to the air, they will have moved to 1050 kilohertz. Well, they will have 1,000 watts daytime, 11 watts at night, non-directional day and night. This to move them off of 960, so on 970, WFLA in Tampa, Florida can increase their power to 25 kilowatts daytime, 11 kilowatts night. On 1450, KMCA in Burney, California will change their power to 260 watts daytime, 250 watts night, non-directional antenna. They will relocate their transmitter and move city of license to Shasta, California. Finally, looking at a rather extensive otherness column, starting way down at the bottom on 540 KDFT in Ferris, Texas. This station had a long-time construction permit to change their city of license to DeSoto, Texas. This CP has now been canceled, so the station will remain Ferris, Texas, with 1,000 watts, a daytime-only directional antenna system. 570 CJEM in Edmondson, New Brunswick. This station has left the AM band. They've moved to 92.7 FM. 580 WTSB, Lumberton, North Carolina. This island station has returned to the air. On 640 WBOW in Terre Haute, Indiana, this license is canceled and the call deleted. The FCC canceled all the licenses held by Michael Rice due to a law that a convicted felon, which Mr. Rice is, cannot be a licensee. Now, it remains to be seen if these stations will actually go off the air or if somehow new owners will come forth. This also affects WZZQ, also owned by Mr. Rice, on 1230 in Terre Haute. 660 KZTU, Junction City, Oregon. This news station is now on the air. 800 CJAD in Montreal. This station has returned home to this frequency following repairs to the ice damage from last winter's storm. They had been leasing facilities on 990. 830 WXII in Kernersville, North Carolina. Their construction permit to move here from Eden, North Carolina, is now on the air. 890 WKNV, Fairlawn, Virginia. This brand new station has been heard testing on the air and may have begun regular broadcasting by the time this tape reaches you. On 910 CKLY in Lindsay, Ontario, this station is silent in a move to FM. 920 WPTX, Lexington Park, Maryland, is also silent. They have moved not to FM, but to the expanded band. When we get up to the X band, we'll tell you all about that. On 980 CBV in Quebec City, Quebec, they're moving to 106.3 FM, and the AM may be off the air by the time this reaches you. 990 CKGM in Montreal, Quebec, has returned to this frequency now that CJAD, which was leasing the 990 facility, has moved back to their own frequency of 800. 1060 WKGQ in Milledgeville, Georgia. The FCC had first denied and then reinstated their license renewal, so the present operating status of that station is unknown. 1080 WPOK in Pontiac, Illinois. License canceled. Call deleted. 1080 WALD, Walterboro, South Carolina. This silent station has returned to the air. They somehow avoided the FCC's policy of canceling stations that have been silent for more than 1 year. 1090 KAJC, Fortuna, California. This silent station has returned to the air. 1090 WCRA, Effingham, Illinois, is silent. 1090 WGLC in Mendota, Illinois, is silent. Not only are they silent, they're gone for good. The license has been canceled. It was surrendered to let another station, unspecified, expand its signal. So the owners of that license have turned it in for cancellation. The call is not canceled, however, since they continue to operate that call on their FM station. On 1100 WWWE in Hapeville, Georgia, this station is silent to facilitate their move to this suburban Atlanta location from Carrollton, Georgia. This may, by the way, be back on the air by the time this tape reaches you. 1110 WCKO, Norfolk, Virginia, this station is silent once again. 1150 WGGH in Marion, Illinois. A few months ago, we told you this station was canceled. Well, the FCC has reinstated their license, and so for the moment, WGGH exists once again. 1170 WWLE, Cornwall on Hudson, New York. This station is silent pending a sale, but will return under new owners. 1190 WOWO, Fort Wayne, Indiana. They've requested yet another extension of the construction permit to reduce their night power to 9,800 watts. So despite the rumors that have circulated that they are already on low night power, they are not. They are still operating with 50,000 watts day and night. 1220 WABF in Fairhope, Alabama. The station's license was canceled and the call was deleted, but a petition for reconsideration was granted. The call reinstated, and this station is presently back operating under a special temporary authority with 1,000 watts daytime only. 1230 WZZQ, Terre Haute, Indiana. We already covered the fact that that license is canceled and the call deleted, but may return. Also on 1230, KWAS, Joplin, Missouri. This silent station is back on the air. And on 1230, KWUN, Murray, Utah. Silent station also back on the air. 1260 WNNI in Christiansburg, Virginia. This station is silent. The license has been donated to Virginia Tech Foundation and should return. 1330 KTOD, Conway, Arkansas, is silent. 1340 WNHC, New Haven, Connecticut. This station is silent pending a transfer of license to Yale Broadcasting. And guess who Yale Broadcasting is? Yale University, of course, is in New Haven. 1340 KTMP in Heber City, Utah, this silent station is back on the air. 1360 KZTS Tacoma, Washington has returned to the air. 1370 KPCO Quincy, California also has returned. 1390 KFRA Franklin, Louisiana, this silent station back on the air. 1450 KVSI Montpelier, Idaho, license canceled, call deleted. 1450 WGNC Gastonia, North Carolina. Several months ago, we told you this call was deleted and the license was canceled. Well, they're back on. This silent station has returned to the air. The FCC first denied and then finally reinstated their license renewal request, proving once again that with the FCC, nothing is forever. 1450 application for a new station in Suffolk, Virginia. This application has been denied in the same action that granted the new station in Bayside, Virginia. 1490 KPKE Gunnison, Colorado. This new station is on the air. 1560 WDID in Shelbyville, Illinois. We told you this station was silent. They used to be WSHY. They have been donated to the New Life Evangelistic Center and are expected to return to the air under the call WDID. 1580 KFQC Davenport, Iowa has gone silent. 1600 KTXC in Cuero, Texas. Last month we told you this station has gone silent. Now the license has been canceled and the call deleted at the request of the licensee. This station is being taken off the air to allow the new station in Pflugerville, Texas, KOKE on 1600, to upgrade its signal. And in the expanded band on 1640 WKSH, Sussex, Wisconsin, this new station is on the air. 1670 WTDY, Madison, Wisconsin, new station on the air. And we told you Lexington Park 920 went off. They went off because they are now on 1690 as WMDM, Lexington Park, Maryland. They are now up and operating. And that will wrap up this month's edition of AM Switch. 30 days from now, we'll all gather together at this same spot and have more stuff from the broadcast band. Now, it's time to travel on down the road with John Bowker.
Well, thanks as always, Jerry. And yes, indeed, we're back on the road on the way to San Antonio. And, okay, so we're a month ahead of time, but we like to stop and smell the roses. No, make that radio stations as we travel. And it takes time. In fact, you know, we left Florida a couple of weeks ago, and as this tape arrives around the 1st of August, you'd find that we're in Vermont. And so you can see our trip was not exactly in a straight line. But before we left home, we received some very special tapes from Mark Durenberger. He had driven several thousand miles to help fill in some gaps in the travelogue collection in the Great Northwest and the Rocky Mountain states. And a special couple of tapes from Josh Owens. Josh lives in North Carolina, and last month he was visiting relatives in the western part of Massachusetts, and as he told me by telephone, as soon as he arrived, he said hello, and he hugged everybody, of course. He reached for a radio with a cassette recorder built in and excused himself, and he wasn't seen for a couple of days, I guess. He was taping all the radio stations within earshot from western Massachusetts. So, hey, thanks an awful lot to both you guys. And today we're going to begin a very special radio trip across the United States with our dial sealed at 1510, starting as we usually do in New England. And of all the channels on the AM band, other than the Graveyarders, of course, 1510 has the most New England IDs in the travelogue collection of them all. There are six in the city of Boston alone. So we better get started. This is the August 1998 DX Audio Service travelogue starting back in 1970.
1510 WMEX Boston.
At 9:31, it's 40 degrees.
Okay, and a decade later in Boston.
This is 1510 WITS Boston. Information, talk, and sports.
The case of Lefty Gilday is back in the news.
All right, and then in 1984, they went into nostalgia.
Now get your memories on the new AM 1510 WMRE Boston.
And then for some reason they kept the format but changed the call letters.
WSSH Boston on AM 1510. All music, all memories, and all easy favorites of yesterday and today. We're Boston's Wish.
By 1990, their 50,000 watts format in Boston sounded like this.
Adams Division teams, while we have an opportunity, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on Campbell Sports Network.
You're listening to 1510 Country, the home of the Boston Bruins, WKKU, Boston.
Tonight Tonight's game between the Bruins and the Nordiques is brought to you in part by Baybank.
And our final listen in the Bay City was recorded just a year ago by four of our loyal listeners in eastern Massachusetts. Thanks to you all.
New England's most powerful Christian station. With 50,000 watts, 24 hours a day, we are today's Christian radio. 1510 WNRB Boston.
Isn't that a great sound? I love that music. Well, now, keeping in mind that the Boston station was always 50,000 watts, it's really surprising to me to drive less than 2 hours along I-95 to the south. This next station at 1510, it's running 10,000 watts.
News. I'm Bill Whitney.
And this time we're going to visit the daytimer in nearby New York State at 1510.
Country favorites of yesterday and today on 1510 WPUT Brewster.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm John Liz.
Now, some of you may remember the NRC annual convention that was held in New Jersey, some 15 years ago, I guess. I'm guessing at that a little. But I remember looking across from our motel to another hilltop and seeing the flashing lights of the radio tower at Dover, New Jersey. We couldn't hear the station worth a darn, but by golly, we could see it.
Lakeland region tradition
for over 20 years.
1510 WRAN Dover Randolph.
Israeli officials predict...
And way down at the southern end of New Jersey was this 2,500-watt station.
You're tuned to 1510 WJIC, Salem, Wilmington, and Wynn 1017 FM WNNN, Canton, Wilmington.
We put out a Jesus Christ...
Okay, now you got to remember that you just heard a WNNN FM ID, right, for WJIC on the AM side? Well, last year from Newcastle, Delaware at the annual NRC convention, this is what we were able to tape across the river.
You're listening to WNNN Canton, WJIC Salem, Wilmington, the all-new AM 1510, WNNN, a QC communications station.
That's right. They switched their AM and their FM calls. I haven't any idea why. So we'll cross the Delaware River and head west.
WAHG, Penville, Toyota. Reaching out from the Lebanon Valley.
Yes, we've moved westward to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That tape, by the way, was made in 1976. And here's the same station in 1995.
Cheap seats here on 1510 WWSM, Anvil, Cleona, and the Lebanon Valley. You're listening to Randy James, Tracy Lawrence, Renegades, Rebels, and Rogues.
Out near Pittsburgh is the home of one of our members, Chris Cuomo. He's been an announcer, for some time off and on, for this next station that we're going to hear, which is in a suburb of Pittsburgh.
1510 WRUA Monroeville. It's a couple of minutes in front of high noon.
Of course, that was back in 1981, and by 1986...
More of the new music, USA, here on WNRZ in Monroeville. 30 minutes after 9 o'clock is the time.
By 1991, Mark Strickert was in that area, and he picked this up for us.
In Pittsburgh, 1510 AM, WXVX, Monroeville.
Well, okay, let's get a move on here and drop down a couple of hundred miles into North Carolina.
Arby's is open 24 hours a day to serve you. The entertainment information leader in the Carolinas, WOIX, Blowing Rock.
Good afternoon. It's time now for the noon edition of WIX News, brought to you this time by Mike's Inland Seafood.
And here's that Blowing Rock station in 1990.
Look, Ridge Boys and Real Arm, as
1510 WVIO, the Visitors Information Outlet. Make your plans right now to join WVIO.
Hey, you know, they didn't give a legal ID, did they? Oh, boy.
Get ready, because yours truly, Jay Holliday, is on the wheels of steel on the station with class. 1510 WPAL Greensboro.
And in 1994, that station was?
77 FM is WQMG Greensboro, Winston-Salem at Highport. The original sound to the city. It's 9 o'clock, and this is Ernie C. still waiting on the person that owns the license plate number AWA1695.
Okay, and just south of Spartanburg, South Carolina, is this 1,000-watt daytimer.
Your hometown Christian sound, 1510 WJKI, Woodruff, South Carolina.
Romans 3:20 says, through law comes the knowledge of sin.
And now we take a giant leap down along the Atlantic coast of Florida for this 1985 voice coming to us from just south of West Palm Beach.
With the music of your memories, this is WKAO Radio, Boynton Beach, dial 1510 AM.
And a few years ago, they packed it all in and moved north, a little over 100 miles.
Our call letters stand for the wonderful world of believers in Christ. This is WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island.
Okay, now we come to the one station on this whole frequency with, I would imagine, the biggest DX accumulation. And how many of us have not caught this baby at one time or another?
The talk station. Rush Limbaugh is the talk of Nashville.
Hello, you people. Rush Limbaugh here. Join me weekdays for controversial conversation. We'll deal with today's topics and a lot
Rush
more.
Rush Limbaugh, tomorrow morning after the 11 a.m. news on WLAC. Nashville.
Now, wait, they didn't emphasize their call letters very well on that one, did they? Let's see if we can do that better.
Affiliated with Life and Casualty Insurance Company of Tennessee, 15 WLAC, Nashville.
WLAC. All right, that's a little better. And so let's move north up through Kentucky and on into Ohio. And if we took this route, about an hour before we would get to Columbus, Ohio, we would pass through the hometown of another of our club members. That's Paul Mount. Now, Paul was sharp enough to figure out that sometime this summer we would be doing the 1510 IDs, and he knew that from several years back. I really didn't have a good ID on WLGN in Logan, Ohio, so he sent me one on tape. You're going to hear it in just a moment. Now, of particular note was that he remembered that I needed it just 2 days before I was going to do this program for you in Florida. And he had to scramble to find this tape of WLGN. And then right near the closing hours, he rushed down to the post office and used their overnight mail service. It got here on time, Paul. Now, that's dedication, I tell you. And I wonder if, after all of that, you can possibly guess who is the announcer on this ID.
7 o'clock straight up at Southeast Ohio's music leader, 1510 WLGN Logan. 98.3 WLGN FM Logan, Nelsonville, Athens, Lancaster, McConnellsville, MacArthur, New Lexington.
Well, yes, indeed. That's fine. Paul Mount is the correct answer to my question, as you can probably tell. That was taped off the studio control line, Paul told me, and that was done during the spring of 1980. So thanks very much, Paul.
WLKR, AM and FM, Norwalk, Willard, and Sandusky.
Okay, that was from 1985, and in 1992, Linda and I taped this next one just north of Columbus, Ohio.
Serving Huron and Erie counties, we're WVAC, Norwalk, Sandusky.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West. President Bush is in Turkey for a two-day visit.
Okay, north into state number 23 now. This is from 1993.
The Incognito Cafe. You are tuned in to Outrageous Country 1510 WJCO in Jackson. 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. And what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? How about this one? Carlene Carter in Every Little Thing. right here on Outrageous Country 1510 WJCO.
What an idiot. Couldn't you see him trying to see the label on the record? That's from Jackson, Michigan.
On the air 24 hours a day, this is WLKM AM or FM Three Rivers. It's 12 noon.
Mutual News. In Davenport, Iowa, emergency officials say heavy rains in the upper Midwest are forcing another round of evacuations and problems.
Oh, that was 3 or 4 years ago, and we can all remember that, I'm sure. And next month, we're going to finish this trip across the country with our dial set to 1510. Oh, and by the way, we're going to have a live taping of the Travelogue right there in San Antonio during the National Radio Club Convention. That'll be Sunday morning. The Travelogue that day will cover the eastern half of the U.S. at 1520 on the dial. And we hope to get many of the conventioneers' voices on that tape, too. Should be a grand time that Sunday morning around 9:30. And, Fred, that's what we've been doing for the last 6 years, and by golly, we want to do it again this year. And now a highlight of the DX Audio Service. Let's switch to central New England for our international DXpert, Bruce Conti. Bruce?
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. It's a hot summer evening in New Hampshire, and I'm poolside enjoying a Guinness and listening to baseball across the dial. America's pastime is alive and well on AM radio. Let's listen in.
The National Pride Radio Network is WSMN Nashua, AM 1590, and WKBR Manchester, AM 1250.
Welcome back, everybody. John Ryder here along with Nashua Telegraph sports writer Tom King. As always on color, Tom will be with me through inning number 6. We go to the top of the 4th. Bridgeport will bat. The Bluefish of Bridgeport, Connecticut have a 1-0 lead. This battle for first place in the Atlantic League.
Here's the pitch. Swung it a long drive to right down the line. If it's fair, it may go. It is a foul ball. Oh, was that close. Home run distance. We had to wait for the first base umpire, Larry McCoy, and it just missed the foul pole. Medry Cummings came within inches, maybe a foot, of a home run. A high, towering blast. It actually was higher than the foul pole. Didn't miss it by much.
But not by much.
The pitch. Strike three called. Fastball over the inside corner at the knees. Messina, maybe a little while, but he can still thread the needle when he has to. A great pitch to retire beside. Red Sox strand two more after 1.5. 1-0 Baltimore on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
That's driven deep down the line to left field. Guilty giving chase, looking up, and that ball is gone. Vladimir Guerrero taking an 0-1 pitch into the left field seats. His 15th home run of the year, the second one that Jones has given up tonight. And Montreal now leads it 2-0.
This kid is scary good. You know, he hit that ball on the handle. He didn't get anything close to the fat part of the bat on that ball, but he is enormously talented. Got the bat around like a whip. And even though he got it off the handle, he got it out of the ballpark.
One run on the Guerrero homer after 2.5. Montreal 2, the Mets nothing on the WFAN Mets Radio Network.
Second station ID. This is New York Yankees baseball.
Rush Limbaugh, noon to 3.
And I want to tell you, it really adds to that office coffee experience.
Pot's always Fergin with Rush.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that. Anything that enhances the experience in the office, we're all for here.
Rush Limbaugh, noon to 3 on WABC New York.
Here's the 2-2. Strike 3, inside corner. Strawberry down looking at a fastball on the black. So Mercier does a good job. The Yankees lead 1 at the end of 5.5. Yankees 2, Devil Rays nothing.
WABC. Well, greetings to those of you listening to Orioles baseball on the internet at WBAL.com. I want to say hi to the folks up at WSBA in York, Pennsylvania. That's 9:10 a.m. And hello to the folks listening to us on Washington's news station, WTOP, AM and FM in Washington. 3-2 to Hatterberg. Mike Messina kicks and fires, and Hatterberg swings, and it's a fly ball. Well hit to left field. B.J. Surhoff curling toward the warning track, and he makes the grab on the run, going toward the left field corner. Hatterberg just reaching and going the opposite way. tracked down by B.J. Surhoff for the first out here in the top of the fourth.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and that's drilled out towards deep right center. Way back, and it is gone. A home run for Phil Hyatt, and Buffalo is on the scoreboard. It is now 4-1, Sky Chief.
Oh, that was a monster shot out toward deep right center field that time off the bat of Phil Hyatt. A 3-2 pitch. Halladay didn't want to walk the leadoff man. He came in there with a fastball in the outer third, and Phil Hyatt deposited that one about 4:15 to right center. He smoked it.
And it's stretch time at PNC Stadium in Syracuse with the score. The Sky Chiefs 4, the Bisons 1 on the Bisons Baseball Network.
Here's the Jim Rome Show weekly coupon on KB Sports Radio 1520.
The 2-0 pitch swung on, line to deep right field. This ball is headed toward the corner, and it is gone. A two-run opposite field home run for Terry Steinbach, and that may do it. 3-0 Minnesota as Steinbach takes Shuey deep the opposite way and has home run number 7 with RBIs 19 and 20.
Your new home for Cleveland Indians baseball, WTAM 1100.
Last chance for the Indians, bottom of the ninth inning, 3-0 in favor of the Twins, and right-hander Rick Aguilera comes on. He's on for the 38th time. He's got a record of 3-5 with a 3.48 ERA and 18 saves. Aguilera has a good fastball, very good split finger pitch, curveball, and slider.
Radio 720 WGA.
With Ron Santo, Pat Hughes at County Stadium in Milwaukee. It's getting a little late. We move to the eighth inning. The Cubs trail 11-9. And Tyler Houston, Manny Alexander, and the pitcher spot, two up in the eighth inning against Brad Woodall.
Larry Durker, can I see our match?
Ah oui, à la Astrodome de Houston.
Ah, point d'écouture. 10-0 des Astros.
Il est en gérant des Astros.
Pas le cas ce soir?
Non.
16 points.
Et la foule qui encourage des favoris. Voici Piazza, il s'installe. Rien à accepter. Durant, il a été déjoué.
Est-ce qu'il y a la longue balle?
Oui. Klein a semblé enlever un peu de rapidité sur son dernier tir. 0-1. C'est Maddox qui reprend son activité au moment de l'exercice pour les Expos. Balle affichée le sol, bien bloqué par Roger. C'est 1-1.
Bonjour, ici Louis Dossin. Je vous donne rendez-vous cet été dès 5h30 en remplacement de Paul Arcand. J'anime Bonjour Montréal, c'est votre rendez-vous numéro 1 à Montréal avec l'actualité. En entrevue, sport, circulation, météo et arts et spectacles. Bonjour Montréal, cet été, c'est avec Louis Gosselin dès 5h30 à CKAC 730, le pouvoir des mots.
Here's a bunt toward third. Fletcher out from behind the plate, picks it up, Finn throws the first, not in time, and Brian Hunter is aboard with a rare bunt single.
That's what we've been looking for. That bunt single, that bunt base hit with all that great speed. The bunt doesn't have to be perfect, even though that was a dandy. But as fast as he is, he can push bunt, do anything he wants, and he has a good chance to beat it out. And it brings that infield in to open up the lane.
We pause for station identification on the Tigers radio network. This is the Great Lakes Best News Talk and Sports 760 WJR Detroit. Here's David Newman.
Thanks, guys. Remember to join me weeknights between 8 and 11 p.m. We talk about what's going on in the world. And, of course, always take your calls.
Runners at first and third. Pick to Martinez. Fly ball. Deep right center field. Go ball. Get out of here. It's gone. Manny Martinez on a 1-1 kick. Homers to deep right center field. The Pirates have scored 5 runs in the 5th inning. And Philadelphia's lead is only by 1 run. 6-5.
Friends, thanks very much.
for being with us tonight. The Phillies win it 7-6 over our Buccos. This is the Pirates Baseball Network.
Martha
on KDKA Radio. Weekday mornings with Mike Pinchot during Pinchot's Place.
Martha Stewart
on Pittsburgh's radio station. Ask Martha. Saturday mornings with Rob Pratt.
Ask Martha.
She has the answers to your questions.
Ask Martha.
Let Martha Stewart help you with your at-home projects.
Ask Martha.
Ask and you shall receive.
Ask Martha.
On Pittsburgh's radio station, KDKA, AM 1020.
For Joe Castiglione, I'm Jerry Trupiano. 3-2 the final. The Orioles make it 2-2 over the Red Sox. Wakefield will try to stop the bleeding tomorrow at 1:15. He'll go against Scott Erickson. We'll be on the air at 12:40. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
More reports, more often from our own traffic plane, so you get the traffic information you need when you need it. We're driven to help your driving. WTIC Hartford.
I hope you've enjoyed A Slice of Summer on the radio. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for August 1998.
All News Radio. This is 680 News.
I'm the voice at the beginning and end of this column, Phil Wayne. This month, we deviate from the norm as we look at the latest hardware in your DX Shack, your personal computer. In the last few months, we bigwigs here at the DX Audio Service have noticed an explosion in the number of radio station websites with capabilities of providing a live audio feed. So Market Scope presents a brief sampling of a few of the radio stations you can hear on the internet.
That's another great summer song. Scritchy and the MGs, The Little Green Onions, Andy Williams and Dear Heart. Now, you got to watch out for these. Celery Stalks at Midnight from 620 KAAM. Unforgettable.
Exclusively on Rock 100.5 The Cat.
Okay, so you shell out $7.50
for a tow card if you don't already have one. We'll be there from 4:30 to 6 today. We'll have the drawing to see who wins that DirecTV satellite dish just before 6 p.m. So stop in and visit AFCO today at 201 West McGaffey.
Now heard worldwide at KDCQ.com.
Encore at 930-9000. That's 930-9000.
An in-depth exploration of male vices. Bob Yates, mornings on The Fan.
Here's what you'll find on Fairview's HealthWise calendar.
Fairview Health Services congratulations.
We're back. KFAN. Jesse the Body Ventura here on The Fan, 1157. We'll take these last two calls real quick here before Paul Allen's sports update at the top of the hour, and we'll get into our noontime stuff then.
Detroit Lakes. Details on these and other stories coming up over the next hour from KFGO News.
Yeah, this is the Jack and Sandy show here at the Mighty 790. Here's some more quotes from some real quotes from Dilbert's, from memos from Dilbert. AT&T Long Lines Division, quote, "We know that communication is a problem, but the company is not going to discuss it with the employees."
CBS News is next on KFGO Fargo. It's 12 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. With the United Auto Workers strike continuing at two General Motors parts plants.
Good day. Paul Harvey News and Comments heard at 7:30 a.m., then again at 12 o'clock noon here on KFYR 550 Radio. Paul Harvey will return this afternoon, and that is at 2:30 during the Dan Collins Show with the rest of the story. Jeff Alexander, KFYR Radio News, up next right after this.
Okay, you make extra money delivering appliances locally, must have qualities of human, ox, or other beast of burden.
Earn big bucks. That story along with the rest of the morning's farm news and farm markets, plus the complete news and weather as well, all on Country Morning. Join us Tuesday here on KFYR Radio.
It's 12:19. Good afternoon. Jeff Alexander, K-Fire Radio News. Currently in Bismarck, Mandan. No change the past hour. It's still hot and muggy, though. Sunny skies, 90 degrees. Well, hot weather
it's
over the weekend.
It's going to be a beautiful day. It's so exciting.
So far, so good. Nobody angry.
Yeah?
Nobody upset. Nobody complaining.
It's early yet, buddy.
Oh, I see. The day is just begun.
The day is young.
Oh, all right. This is News Talk K57 Radio. We are KGUM. And again, Graham, good morning, everybody. Nice to have you with us on this Liberation Day Tuesday morning. Coming up on 7 o'clock, that's Guam Contractors Association time. The time also sponsored by Maeda Pacific Corporation, building Guam today for a better tomorrow. Maeda Pacific is a member of the Guam Contractors Association. Calvo's Insurance brings you the CBS ES on KGUM again.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. With a shutdown that's costing eight...
Hottest Music Hot 104.7. The latest from Will Smith, Just the Two of Us. Kind of tugs at the heartstrings a little bit.
For the rest of your life.
Really good song. Listen, Mom, can't pay for this dance.
Hot 104.7.
Dallas, Fort Worth, and Los Angeles, and Miami, and New York, and yep, even Chicago, Detroit, and Minnesota. Jeff on LBJ on a car phone. You're on 570 Cliff. Hello.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
And now you can listen to KLVI on your computer using Real Audio. It's easy. Just remember KLVI.com. But don't just listen. Talk back. Email us your comments and suggestions. KLVI Internet Services provided by EXP Internet. Depend on us. News Talk Radio, AM 560 KLVI.
Please flip your cassette to side two for more Market Scope and other exciting audio service features.